USA Radio News.
The search for a motive underway after an explosion in downtown Nashville. A bomb in an RV detonating yesterday morning on 2nd Avenue or Lower Broadway. Three people hurt, but no critical injuries reported. Investigators believe the bomb may have been set for that time of day to minimize casualties. Nashville Mayor John Cooper reflecting last night on an emotional day.
I think the message of today is we are going from relief now to resolve. To catch those folks and to rebuild our city. And one more challenge in Nashville's 2020, but we will get through it, and we're grateful to our first responders.
The FBI leading the investigation. No arrest announced. Tissue found at the scene thought to be human remains. Parts of downtown Nashville under a curfew until tomorrow afternoon. A Boston doctor suffering an allergic reaction to the Moderna vaccine. The doctor has a shellfish allergy, and he got sick after getting the vaccine Thursday. Moderna says it's investigating. This is the first report of an allergic reaction to the Moderna vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
A new strain of the coronavirus now present in France. French officials announcing yesterday a man who returned from London last week tested positive for the new strain. The strain first detected in the UK and already detected in several other countries. It may already be too late to stop that strain from coming to the U.S. Brown University Dr. Ashish Jha tells ABC the UK is better than us at looking for variant COVID strains.
And that's a huge problem because then we're flying blindly. We don't know whether these variants are here. I suspect they are. We don't know for sure. But these are global pandemics. Viruses really travel pretty effectively across countries.
While this new strain appears to spread faster, Dr. Jha says there are no signs that it's resistant to current vaccines. Doubts being raised about the effectiveness of a Chinese vaccine. Officials in Turkey say this week the Sinovac vaccine has an efficacy rate of over 91%, but there's no data published on the study that led to that result. Officials in Brazil, meanwhile, say the vaccine is only 50% effective. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Washington racing against the clock to avoid a shutdown. President Trump saying he won't sign the budget that passed Congress last week. If no deal is reached by midnight Monday, the federal government shuts down. Tim Berg has more.
President Trump's surprise opposition to emergency coronavirus aid and annual government funding passed by Congress has left Americans and global financial markets wondering whether Washington will iron out its differences or descend into chaos in the coming days. The president has not yet said if he would veto the COVID relief bill, along with the bill that is set to fund the government through next September. The bills did pass with bipartisan support, but one Republican who did vote no for the package was Republican Congressman from Colorado, Ken Buck.
In this COVID relief package, we are giving money to Pakistan. We're giving money all over the world, really, and not focusing on those who need it the most here at home.
That audio courtesy of Fox News for USA Radio News. I'm Tim Berg.
Unemployment benefits set to expire for millions today. Programs established this year to help gig workers and the long-term unemployed will end as the budget bill remains unsigned. The Century Foundation estimates 12 million people are affected. President Trump not signing the bill because stimulus checks aren't as big as he would like. The bill calls for $600 checks. Trump and even some progressive Democrats want checks of $2,000. Kanye West gifting fans with a surprise Christmas Day album. It's called The Manual, and it's meant in Kanye's words to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.